Hi, everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
I'm Troy. Then, is that an idol in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, I tried to stay awake through this episode, but I managed.
I mean, it wasn't like...
We had some great moments.
There was some really good moments, and I think the team that we thought was going to end up in tribal ended up not being in tribal, so that was interesting, I guess, from an editing perspective. Watching the show with Colleen, who is an edgic, believer, kind of takes away the fun of the show sometimes. But in this case, it didn't seem to pan out that way.
Yeah. Well, it's been a busy week. I was sick for like half of the week and I wasn't
excuses.
I know. That's okay.
We have a new name for Sandra, Queen Goat Killer. I gotta have me some goat.
Re-earned her a villain status, I feel.
I think so too.
Not that I guess it was ever like in question, but
we'll wait till we get there.
Excited to talk about this episode. While Jack may have felt it was a bit of a snooze fest, I enjoyed it. So excited to talk about it. I know Colleen enjoyed it as well.
And I did.
And we'll kind of get our thoughts on it, even though Colleen is dying of tuberculosis. But before we get into our recap and our thoughts and the tally board, we want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, or go to jayandjack.com, click on the Patreon link. We have over 150 patrons that bring in over a little over $1,000 into the Jay and Jack production fold. That money all goes to all of our podcasters that do podcasts on this network and makes all of our shows possible. So thank you so much. Whether you contribute a dollar or more a month, it all counts, and we do special stuff for our patrons. If you want to see all the different things that we do for different levels in which you contribute, you can check that all out on our Patreon page. Also, there's another way you can help contribute to the show. It's very simple. If you use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon, it'll look like the same Amazon page you know and love. But when you buy things, a small percentage goes to the Jay and Jack production fold. It's a very easy, painless process that really, really helps out our productions. So if you shop on Amazon.
My house is using Amazon? A house on Amazon?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure you can. You can literally buy everything on Amazon.
I think if people start buying their houses through our website, that might be a bigger chunk.
Shouldn't we just become like real estate agents if you want that, Jack? If you want that 3% on the house sale?
No, I just do Amazon. In fact, but especially the people in California, because you overpay for your houses anyway. So buy through Amazon in California.
Well, Sears used
Amazon
to sell
Prime
houses.
House be? You get a house in 2 days, like already inspected, ready to go.
You have a giant drone drops your house wherever you want it. Just brings it right to you.
Oh man! All right. Well, that is that, Colleen. Why don't we jump into the recap for this episode?
Alrighty then. I don't even have that many notes for this because I really enjoyed just watching it. But all right, Survivor jackpot. Jeff, brings everybody onto the beach. They find out that Tony went home. Jeff asks, "You guys know what's happening?" And Zeke is like, "Oh my god, we're about to swap! Oh my god, OMG!"
What's your thoughts? I don't know if it was that emotional. I feel like it's a bit of an exaggeration, but that's fine. But
he was really like squeeing his pants. Okay, like at
this. Squeeing all they heard his
him
pants.
Say, really? All I heard him say was, "Oh, we're gonna change."
Yeah, I think it was that over the top,
such
but that's
joy
fine.
And such excitement and such.
Okay, all right. Let's see who had more joy. Sandra about to eat a baby goat, or Zeke switching? Who was more excited?
Sandra, I wanted to eat that baby goat. But what are you guys' thoughts on the swap happening only the third episode? And it's usually around episode four, right? The swap around and go from two to three. But they what are your guys' thoughts here?
When you have all returning players, you have to do it. Because these people, they make, I'm sure they have deals worked out before they even get on the, they have alliances before they even get on the island.
Yeah. Well, I think Jack had said that he told JTE, you got, you know, the only thing I could tell you is like, be prepared to swap into from two to three tribes. And I think they all kind of must have anticipated that it was going to happen. But it happening earlier, I kind of shakes it up, like you think you're safe, and then all of a sudden you end up on the wrong side of the numbers, Caleb. But aww. So, you know, as Sandra said, I was leading the sheep to slaughter. Love the Tony callback from Tribal. And now she's worried she won't end up on the right side of the swap. But they go around and they pick, you know, they pick their little new buffs out of the hat. And
Colin, we got Jack's thoughts, but what are your thoughts on the swap this early? Any advantages to that, disadvantages?
I think it keeps them on their toes. It's almost like starting – well, the theory would be almost like starting fresh, but considering two of the three tribes was, you know, predominantly – they were, you know –
it seemed there was a few that just was like one odd man out. So Caleb and Haley, exactly. Troy, Zan, and JT.
Somebody got tri-deft, like, essentially.
Yeah. Tri-deft.
But I didn't mind them swapping early. I get it. I guess it keeps them on their toes. They form these bonds, but all of a sudden they've gotta, you know, put those to the test. I think Jack is right. I agree. What do you think, Jay?
I like it. I mean, I think you have to, especially now when the players are so well connected afterwards with social media, everything like that. You have to break it up. But I will say for Sandra.
Sandra.
The goat.
Greatest all time.
Is that what that stands for?
Yeah, greatest of all time.
I had no idea because I've been asking. I said, you know, usually when you say goat, that means you're the goat. You mean you're the bad. But
I
get it.
In social media, when it says goat, it's greatest of all time. In Survivor, the term goat is not flattering. It doesn't mean greatest of all time in Survivor. It means, you know, the person that's getting herded to the end. So the person that's doing the herding can get the easy votes.
Exactly. But anyways, sorry, Garland, continue your reading.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Sorry. So Zeke pulls a Tyson and picks last, and, you know, the gods chose for me. But I like how half of them reached in with their eyes closed because they were super nervous that, you know, all their hard-earned places of the last 9 days or 6 days were done.
That changes everything if you close your eyes.
Yeah, it really does. You become one with the Survivor gods. So, you know, they find out that they're going to, the green tribe is created, and they're going to go to three tribes from two. Caleb and Ty are reunited.
Ty is reunited, and it feels so good.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I'm pretty sure we sang that song on the broadcast last night, too.
Wow, that's
Expanded Universe, twice. Jane Jack,
Expanded Universe.
What song was it?
Let's go back
whatever,
to...
Whatever, it doesn't matter, sorry.
Caleb, the true bromance of this season. Caleb,
the true bromance of this season. So, yeah, Ty says, Caleb, he's looking for that kiss. So they pick up right where they left off.
Can I say how adorable they both are? Like, it's the best.
It was super adorbs. That said, it probably did them zero favors in the game. It literally got them voted off.
That's the goat romance of all time. Greatest of all time? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, but you know, if you say goat of all time, like, you're kind of just being redundant. Just say goat.
Oh, okay. That's the goat romance. Right? Romance goat. I'm trying to figure out how to use this. Romance goat.
Sure, whatever the kids
are
saying.
Everyone might see Tom Brady goat. I go, all right, I think so. But why does everyone else think he's a goat? And I've asked several times on Facebook and Twitter. People just ignore me. So
Jack just had one of those. I'm the first year of Gen Xer, and I just realized something that the cool kids, something cool that the young kids are saying. Moment.
Yeah. I think it's stupid, but that's okay.
I'm hip. I'm with it.
No, I don't want to be hip and with it. Goat means you're a goat. And in fact, I would never say that around Sandra because she'd probably take a bite out of me.
Yeah, she'd probably take you out. But anyway, sorry, Colin, continue.
Probably. You know, as we'll get to it, you know, not giving a damn is her life MO. So the tribe's breakup is followed. Nuku is Varner, Sandra, Malcolm, JT, Aubrey, and Michaela, obviously with JT being the odd man out there. The new tribe, which for some reason, every damn time they put it on the screen, I missed it. It's Sarah, Sari, Troyzan, who's the odd man out, Andrea, Zeke, and Ozzy. They all have to start over. So they have, what was Savage's team's name in Cambodia?
Oh,
the ones that were like, what was it, Jack?
The cool beanie.
The cool beanie team. It'll
he
come.
Have a cool beanie or something.
Yes, he did have a cool beanie. But it will. It when he was on the jury, he rocked the cool beanie.
I'm sure he knew what goat meant. So.
Well, he had that cool beanie, so he's more hip with it than you are, Jack. I'm sorry.
I think so. Yeah, I just don't have the cool beanie.
You just don't. Well, you know, you should.
I have an old San Diego Charger beanie. So
fair enough. And it was the Angkor Beach. That was what it was. Angkor. Okay. It was driving me
crazy.
That's
right. The Angkor Beach.
Yes. Yep. And then two Angkors is Sandra, Sarah and company. And then we go to the new Manu tribe, and that's Caleb, Ty, Culpepper, Haley, Debbie and Sierra. And you know what was really terrible is I was watching, like, try to figure out who was on what as, you know, it came back to each tribe. And I left off Sierra and I was like, who am I missing? Who is that woman? I felt kind of
bad. Who is that blonde woman with very nice abs?
Are Caleb and his wife going to get their own, not Caleb, Culpepper and his wife, they're going to get their own do-it-yourself show?
I think they might
taking those two glass jugs and hanging them up. Oh my God, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna get two glass jugs and just hang up somewhere in my house because that was fantastic.
Okay, wait, let me get to that. Yeah, so they go Nuku Day 7 and like Malcolm and Varner feel like they've hit the Survivor jackpot because Culpepper and company have nicely decorated the beach, and as Jack said, there was glass things hanging up and it was all purdy and stuff.
He did a pretty good job, and we kind of missed Malcolm and co with taking their old beach and be like, man, they had time to hang things up and make it all nice. So yeah. I do think there is life after
they did hit check. They got the tools, they got the chickens.
Yeah,
they got the best beach. Yeah, they got the goats all over the place. So,
so Culpepper, right? He's just clearly we underestimated him the first time around. Can't do math for crap, but super good at decorating. Loves antiquing. He's a lawyer. He's a pro football player. I feel like Probst was onto something. Like we made fun of Jeff for this whole time for being like up his butt. But clearly, he knew a lot that we didn't know.
Well, you did, Colin, because he is your pick, and you have the crazy side bet in the tally game.
Six points.
Yeah, 10 points. You're at the risk of losing 10 points.
Now, Debbie's on the same tribe right now, right?
Yeah. I don't know if Debbie's lost this game, let's be honest.
It's going to be a battle between who's done the most jobs.
But we're actually seeing,
and that's going to put the wedge in between them.
Yeah, there you go. We're actually seeing Culpepper's all of his jobs. Debbie, we just keep hearing about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have to believe her. She's a goat.
Different, the Survivor goat, not the
Survivor.
Yeah.
Greatest, all right, fair enough. Greatest worker of all time. So she's a. We'll figure out something.
All right, let's move on here.
Yeah, let's move on. All right. So to move on, still at the Nuku Beach, JT's worried that he's the only old member, and he needs to go. He knows he needs to go look for the idol. He takes them all out to sea. This was hysterical. And then comes up an excuse to go back to camp to look for the idol. Oh, guys, I got to go get pliers.
But we can laugh, but they all fell for it. It didn't work for him, but
when he took an hour and a half, I think. can I ask this? I like JT. He's one of my favorite players of all time. But did he get more Southern?
Oh my God! Okay, so I said the same thing to Jay. I was like, "What he's like?" Because I'm trying to take notes, and I'm like, "What does he say?" I feel like I can't understand a word he's saying.
I don't ever remember having that problem before. And he just seems more Southern.
Maybe he's developing a new character this season.
Okay, got it.
JT the Yokel.
Because he did say something, and I went, and Cindy goes, what did he say? I go, I don't know.
But he sure is pretty to look at. Let's objectify him for a minute.
Wait. I don't think he's that good looking. I'm sorry.
I think he is.
Really?
I don't see it at all.
I don't see it.
I see it.
He's not, what's his name, pretty from last season.
Oh, Ken is a 10?
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, Ken is a 10. Oh,
well, yeah, very few people are, but it's like, JT is an 8.
An 8? Really? I'd say 7.5 at best.
Okay, first of all, there's only a half a point difference. That's very
subjective.
That's
a big difference. 7.5 to 8's a big jump.
I like JT, but I'm gonna give him a, I'm gonna give him a 6.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hashtag JT is an 8. JT is an 8, but not a goat.
Maybe if you count personality, like maybe he's funny, but I just objectifyingly saying on looks alone.
He's one of my favorite players, but I can't, there's no way I can give
an
him 8. Than
like
six.
8's no, solid. 8's I mean, a solid.
No, I know. I feel like he's solid. I'm only deducting points because compared I feel to, like you, I have a hard you, time you, understanding him.
Are you comparing to other people on his tribe? Is
or
is,
or is
that
it
what
just
doing?
This no. season alone he's an 8? Or just out of all people you've seen in your life, he's an 8?
Out of all people I've seen in my life, he's an 8.
Okay, on this thing of Survivor.
And I don't generally like blonde-looking people. No offense. That's blonde. I mean, my type is sitting downstairs.
Yeah, so what number am I? Just curious. What would you rank me as?
I'd say a 4.
Oh, schmoopsies. You're an 11.
No, I'm not. If I'm ranking myself honestly, I would say at my peak, I'm maybe a 7.
Well, right now, she says you're an 8, then you know you're like a 6 or a 5.
That's what I'm saying. I can't trust her scale now. I can't trust her scale.
Colleen, if JT's an 8, what is Ozzy? What is Malcolm?
Well, okay.
Malcolm's a 9. Malcolm's handsome.
That's hard. That's difficult. I can't say the word hard and talk about them. That's difficult.
what's a Caleb? So we got Ozzy, Malcolm, Caleb.
Caleb's a little too broed out, in all fairness. Like, that's a knock.
Okay,
you
did
lose
anybody notice
there.
This episode that Caleb and Tony must have gotten along so well because they have matching bro tattoos?
Yeah. All right. Enough objectifying men. Let's.
I think that we should because we have a president that objectifies women. Sorry to anybody that's going to write a bad iTunes review about me now, but like, I think that objectifying men is fair game.
No,
right now.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying, like, we've lingered too long. But I will say Caleb's bro-ness, I think he can't be full 10. I guess he's knocked down maybe like an 8.5.
Yeah, but he's got really nice eyes.
He does. His eyes are nice. I will agree. Brunette with a fair colored eye is a good. That's a good combo. It's rare.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Much like Haley. Haley has that same combo.
Oh yeah, Haley's beautiful, beautiful girl. Very attractive.
JT has that Southern charm.
He does.
He has that boy next door, guy next door kind of look.
Yeah. I enjoy how Jay just told us that we were lingering too long, yet none of us seem to be actually moving on.
He started talking about Haley.
That's true. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, she's just very pretty. Like, you know, I
Haley out. Yeah. Haley is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
And smart.
Nice job.
She is an attorney.
She's smart, like, too. No, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Smart too. All right. So anyway, the tribe. So JT like pieces out and leaves them all in a raft in the middle of the ocean. And they pretty much figure out what he's doing after a little while.
They all don't seem too stressed about it, which I don't know if that's a knock against JT or maybe, they're just more tenured. They're not as concerned. But yeah.
Well, I think because none of them had the idol, A, they didn't have to worry about them snooping through the bag, snooping through the bag and finding it. But also, I think part of it was they kind of all had resolved to stay strong anyway, that there was no way, even if you found an idol, like they deal with it then kind of thing. I don't know. I expected Varner to be a little bit more Varner-y, but like good on him.
But is that kudos to Varner's game here that he wasn't like spastic about it?
Or just didn't see it because it didn't really come into play anyway.
True, yeah. So. Or won't come into play.
He was definitely calmer. And I think we said that at the beginning. The only way he can win is he has to be calmer.
Yeah. So Zoloft for the win with Varner. No, I'm just kidding.
500 milligram.
His luxury item that he brought with him.
Yeah. Anyway, so we go over to the Mana tribe, and we find out that Culpepper really loves antiquing and decorating. And I was like, oh, look how lovable they're making him.
I bet you didn't talk about that in the locker room when he was playing.
Probably not.
And then we touched a little bit before, but I got to give kudos to Colleen here. It had like the uplifting music about him in this episode. So if we're talking edit here, or edgic, I feel like this is backing up Colleen's final three prediction here for Brad Culpepper.
Winner's edit, man. Winner's
hashtag. And this wasn't the only winner's edit that we saw from Culpepper this episode, in my opinion.
But he's also showing that he's already planning. He's already conniving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been his downfall.
But as Jervis tweeted during this episode, Brad is quietly pulling the strings as opposed to yanking the SHIT out of them like he did in Blood versus Water. Because
how many times did Jervis win?
Oh, cold-blooded.
How many Jervis times has Jervis played versus you? I'm just kidding.
Oh!
Hey!
Anyways, Hallie is worried that...
Because they're afraid I'd win.
That's right. They're not looking for winners when they cast the show.
Cassandra. Well, have you seen every episode of Survivor? The whole 500 episodes?
I have not, and you have. Yeah. You win.
A lot of times, I can tell you, a lot of times they weren't looking for winners.
That said, I do have this season's winner pick. So, mic drop.
We'll see. Don't get too far ahead of yourself here.
After three tribals, yes. I think we all have the winners picked, don't we? None of us have been eliminated yet, have we?
No.
It's very true. None of us have been eliminated yet.
So anyway, Haley's worried. She knows that she and Caleb are on the bottom. She thinks the Ty-Caleb bromance will work in her favor. And spoiler alert, she was right. So Ty and Culpepper are talking, and Ty says that, he'd trade Debbie for Caleb. Brad doesn't know if that's a great idea. He would prefer to lose Caleb or Haley, preferably Caleb. But good on him, yeah, that he was just
Break up the power. You got to break up the power couple.
So we go to the new tribe, whose name I apparently don't know still, on day 7. Ozzy wants to prove his usefulness.
I've been on, 157 days. They got to keep me.
Well, at least it seemed like he was, or him and Saria seemed to kind of mend fences a little bit.
Well, they have. I think it's showing they should know in this game, especially if they're going to keep switching up. You can't ruffle feathers with anybody.
Or rustle.
You could be. You could.
Yeah, rustle
feathers. There you go. But You have to keep your game mellow. Anyway.
No, I totally agree, especially with the turning players. Clearly, Tony was able to not keep it mellow the first
round. He just couldn't do it.
But yeah, so Suri's still trying to play nice, makes amends with Ozzy a little bit. And then we get this scene with Troyzan and Andrea on the beach. Troyzan.
Could she be any more like stereotypical, like It's okay. Don't worry. You're fine.
Oh, no. You don't have the plague.
Yeah. Like, all I box, like but Andrea, not the plague. She was doing a terrible job of convincing me
Can we be fair, though? I mean, what could she possibly say? He's on the – it's 5-1. I mean, what could she possibly say? You gotta give her some – a little bit of
– Yeah, she said all the right things. She just did not sound very convincing to me at all, or to Tarzan.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Anyway. Exactly. Like, sure, it's somebody else's decision, not mine. But yeah. Anyway, so Charizard knows he's on the bottom and he goes out looking for the idol. He finds a clue with a map to where it's going to be hidden in the challenge. So this season we get the Dalton Ross idols again.
I like that.
I know.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun.
And even though this wasn't as exciting as the Wigglesworth one, like when he got it, still watching just the tension on his face. Like you could just see he looks stressed.
He was telegraphing it the whole time.
I'm so stressed. We lost. Or we won. But you know what? Here's my question. Since he was the only one that found a clue, did the other two tribes have a chance to find a clue?
No,
to find the idol?
I think so. Yes, I think that quote unquote what they probably think is going to be the episode, they'll have like a new clue for each challenge until somebody finds it. So
yeah, so since he was the only one that found a clue, they only put the idol there.
Correct.
Okay. Because I would hate to think that they were just setting up, okay, we got to save Troyzan. Let's find a clue. Hey, there's a big bottle there. Kick in front of him.
No. I think it's whoever finds it.
Okay. All right. Because I don't think since they started doing this, since they've done this.
So it happened twice.
Have we had two clues and the same challenge? And we had two idols in the same challenge.
No, because the first time around, it was only Kelly and Jeremy that found clues to pick them up, right?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
I just like to see one time where there's two clues.
Yes.
People find
clues. Yeah.
Because what I would do? I'd take both idols.
Well, that's if it's hidden in the same spot on both.
Yeah,
and
I'm
you
just
have
saying,
to get over to another person's thing.
Hey, if I'm on the bottom, it's worth it. I get two times where I'm saved. I just leave my tribe, run over and grab the idol, come back. I got an idol.
But man, that's what I was saying with Troyzan. Like, he was like nervous. I was like, well, you know, you're like 1-5. Just telegraphic. Who cares at that point? And then say you gotta vote one of your people out. Like, what's there to hide at that point, right?
Yeah.
Well, sure. He could switch, but him surprising him would change the game because he could dictate who goes out because it would be so he wants to take out Ozzy, and he puts down Ozzy's name.
Right.
All the votes against Troyzan goes against him, and he goes, "Oh, those votes don't count. Oh, see ya, Ozzy. Bye."
Right, like Wentworth did the first time.
Yeah,
right. You can dictate who. So you obviously you're right. He has to get the idol to save himself, but to dictate the game to be a game changer. You have to keep it a secret.
Yeah, you do.
And I would play it. I would play it the first time too.
Right. Well, I mean, so revealing the idol works for certain people, like Tony. It worked for Tony and his bag of tricks. But for other people, like Kelly, you know, that worked out for her better than it could possibly have worked out in recent memory. Like, just you know how awesome that was.
I've said 1,000 times I would never tell anybody I had the idol.
Yeah.
Ever. I'd be like Boston Rob. That was the best thing. Don't tell anybody you have the idol.
Right. Right. Yeah, agreed. But I don't know. So Troyzan, you know, picks it up and you can just see the look of relief on his face.
Oh,
it was incredible.
But come on. It was so obvious. Like, so telegraphing it.
Yeah. And then he shoved it down. He had a crotch idol, just like Kim in his season. You know, I know Tyson coined the crotch idol phrase, right? Maybe. But Kim put the idol in her pants,
she
was like,
did.
Chelsea, I have the idol in my crotch. So,
but I think, you know, you're saying he telegraphed it, but really, who would know what he was doing? How? Because it's not something that's always happened. It's only this is the second season they've done it that way.
Okay, this is what I was going to ask before. I feel like there were players that, so they filmed Ko Rong before they filmed Second Chances. So that season didn't do it. But I feel like it was the season after that where they all said that they were keeping an eye out at challenges to see if they were there, and they just hadn't found a clue, but there was something there. What season was in between?
I can't remember.
You know, season 32. Why are we all blanking on good. It?
Yeah, I don't ever. Once the season's over, I don't remember the names.
Yes, but that said,
it's season 1, season 2, season 3.
I feel like we reported on it, so it would be season 33, actually. So, that was Millennials versus Gen X.
Yes,
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Oh my God, that's
that
the
horrible,
one. That
horrible title. Yep.
Oh man, guys, I just had a total like moment.
The best part of that season was the fact that at least it helped Colleen come to terms with the fact that she is a millennial.
I'm not, but okay. I can't believe that I totally forgot that last season was 33.
Well, it was like 4 months ago.
I know. I completely lost track that we're in the spring. I was thinking we were in the fall right now. I just had a complete moment. So, yeah, there was that. Okay, moving on.
Awkward.
My God, I can't believe that. I really legit just thought that we were in the fall right now. Okay, I'm scared for my sanity. We go to Nuku, day 8. JT, I'm sorry, excuse me. Apparently, I'm still dying over here. JT wants to get on Sandra's good side, so he volunteers to catch a goat because she really wants to go eat a goat. Which one might say, well, Sandra loves eating goats. Ha ha ha. Lil. But they bring... they catch a baby one, and then they realize that then they catch the mommy one, and they realize that they caught the mom goat so easily because she didn't want to leave the baby to get killed. And Malcolm
Alexandra,
and Jake,
don't get attached to it. This is dinner.
Anybody but me. That goat's not me, so it's an anybody.
Yeah, I just
I get it. Like, I eat meat, so I understand like the context of it, but that's tough. Like a wild
Well,
seeing, I couldn't do it.
Seeing the mom and the baby, like that's the part that's tough. And
the fact the mom stayed behind and allowed herself to get caught because she wanted to make sure the baby was okay. It's like, come on, that's tough.
The hard part is it's on TV, and it, like I said, I couldn't do it because it's like killing Bambi's mom. Spoiler alert.
Well,
I mean, you know, it's just like I couldn't do it. You know, again, I eat meat. It's I'm being a hypocrite, but I would not have eaten that goat. Any part of it when
I would protect to make sure they get killed, because just like I get it, like I understand like food is food and all that, but that's just it's
and you
I
have
don't know, like
four,
a mammal
you have four
tough.
Chickens behind you,
right?
And when you have
Malcolm
four chickens
pointed out, as Malcolm and JT pointed out, like they had compassion, they can't kill them, like, you know.
Sandra, I can't kill it, but I'll gut it. I'll spit it for you.
You do the hard part. I'll do the gross part.
I was like, oh my God, they're not going to keep. So I'm glad because if they would have eaten that goat, they would have been hated.
I feel like also maybe the producers nudged them on this one, because I don't know how.
No, I like legit think that at the very least, Malcolm was like, I can't do that. I don't know. But like Varner couldn't do it. Michaela, who's, you know, all about like, we got to do this. Michaela didn't really want to do it. And Sandra recognized it needs to be a group decision. But I love how scared they were to tell Sandra, which doesn't bode well for Sandra, because that kind of like is like shades of an uprising coming. Like, today's the Ides of March. So could have been like it
first,
to Brutus of Sandra.
If they don't vote her off the first chance they have, they're stupid.
What? Her previous team had two chances to vote her off and didn't.
Yeah, but she was lucky. They had crazy Tony.
Tony is not crazy. He is a legend.
A legend.
He's a
he
crazy
is
legend,
legend.
But a legend.
And they had Sierra, who was versus Sierra.
Yes, and she was very gracious in all of her exit interviews.
Yeah, but she's she's a player. People know she's a player, so they got rid of the two people they had to.
Yes,
but Sandra should be she should be out. Sandra, Queen, whatever you want to call her, she should be out.
Right. So yes, Malcolm says it's like the goat version of Bambi, and then he says Sandra doesn't give a damn, which is Sandra's MO on life. I realize,
but that's her though. She doesn't. I think that's how she wins. She doesn't care what you say about her. She doesn't care what you think about her.
Okay. You know what this reminded me of? Like, that's how she wins. Okay, you know when you're in high school or college or whatever, and you take a really difficult test, and you just decide midway through, like, F this, I don't know, and you just, like, pick C for every answer, and you end up getting an A. Well, I feel like...
That never happened to me.
Well, that happened to me a couple of times. So... That's kind of what I realized. Like, Sandra is kick-ass. She's awesome. She's amazing. I love her as a character, as a player. Like, I love watching her on my screen. But when Malcolm said, like, she doesn't really care, it's like her MO, I was like, oh, my God. It's kind of like she's picking, you know, C because on every test because, you know, that's the most likely the right answer. So, all right. Well,
because most people that play the game, that they're worried about, you know, okay, I can't make this person mad. I can't make this, if I vote for this, she doesn't care. she doesn't care.
She does not care.
Like Tony left, she doesn't, and she just, and, but she, that's what's always shocked me when she wins, because it's also a game, social game.
Right.
She has her loyal people she has around her, and, but she doesn't care if you like her.
And I think people respect that. She doesn't care if you like her, but it's not in the Russell Hanse way or the, like, super, super villain way.
Yeah, like, it's a dirty way to make you feel like, you know, F you. Like, it's just like, hey, it's a game.
She's not conniving behind your back. She tells you right to your face, I'm going to vote you out. I don't like you.
Right, it's that open and honest.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
So, I don't know. I still can't see a way that Sandra even, like, makes it to the merge, or if she makes the merge, makes it beyond, you know, final six. But, you know,
The longer she's around, the better chance she has to win.
That's very true. So anyway, they decide to end up eating the chickens, and they let the goats go. And this whole
did they eat the chickens?
Yes,
we didn't see them. I guess we assume they did
because they had a lot of eggs there.
Yeah, but they wanted like the meat.
Gotta get that mate.
They've only been out there 6 days.
You know, they're hungry.
Right?
Yeah.
I need a cheeseburger. I need a goat burger.
Yeah, I need a goat burger.
What does goat taste like? I've never had.
Never had goat like lamb chops? I guess that counts, right? Lamb chops? Is that the same thing?
No, that's not a goat. That's a lamb.
It's close. It's lamb. Isn't that like a non-horned goat?
No, they're not even the same. They're not the same. It's not even the same animal. Come on.
All right, then.
I've had pork chops. That's the same as a goat.
Yes. So JJ, lambs are like baby sheep that Sandra's leading to the slaughter, which is ironic because she actually also wanted to eat the goat. She wanted to slaughter a goat. So I guess she just slays because she's the queen, and that's what the queen does. The queen slays.
I got it. If it's a goat, it's the best meal of all time.
The greatest meal of all time.
Is that how it goes? All right.
Sure. I think Sandra eats goats.
Can't you milk a goat?
Sure.
Can't you milk a goat?
Especially
a mommy goat. So
I'm not a farmhand. I don't know if it works like that.
Milk a cat, I guess, right?
I don't know. I've never milked a cat. I feel like you saw that on Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. Yeah.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me? Yes. One of the funnier movies of all time.
I love that movie. I even like the sequel, and the sequel's not that good. It's just really funny to me.
Yeah, the sequel's good.
Anyway, we head over to the immunity challenge. In which I noticed Caleb and Tony's matching tattoos. Which now they can be like tattoo buddies when they're on the pre-jury trip together. I wonder if they actually did get like matching friendship tattoos. But Mana ends up losing. Troyzan does get the idol, shoves in his crotch. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you think at one point he wasn't going to see it? Because he's reaching for it and he can't find it?
No, he knew it was there.
No, I think he was just chicken.
Like, the whole challenge was him, like, telegraphing that he was looking for that idol.
Or he was nervous about something.
Yeah, like oh my God, just
Troy Zan
took
the longest on Tie the Knots. Sorry, Jeff, I'm getting the idol.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder why.
Ozzy's going home.
Yeah, we go over to Mon on day 9. Haley knows she's in hot water. Caleb just wants to make it past day 9. I felt so bad.
Can we just say that I was surprised it was like that tribe because they were just not shown a lot in this episode to go the edgic side. Like, it was surprising that that.
No, I totally agree.
Let me point out, too, that not only did he go home on day 9, he also didn't get the seasonings. Again. right when I saw
that's a good call out. That's a good call out.
Caleb's gone.
I go, they're gonna lose, and he's gone.
Oh my god,
that's a really good call out. Oh, man, that poor man.
Well played.
It's 9 weeks, 9 days again, and the effing spices did it again. Oh my god.
Good times.
That poor man. That poor man.
I feel bad. Like, for whatever Caleb is, you know, from his Big Brother days or whatever, like, they give him a good edit on Survivor. I was kind of hoping to see him.
He's like a nice guy. Well, he got the raw end of the deal of a tribe swap.
Just like Anna Kate last episode.
Yeah, it was a tribe swap thing. It was out of his control, and it's not because of his gameplay. So it's hard.
And it wasn't his. And it wasn't his fault they lost the challenge. It was everyone has a Debbie the job hog, whatever you want to call it.
Agreed.
The job hog.
Whatever.
Good times.
Job hog. We'll figure out a code word.
Sure. Anyways, Ty wants to keep Caleb because of their friendship. Oh, yeah, and also to keep the tribe strong. Brad is worried about the Caleb-Debbie-Ty past relationship, but he says he wants Ty to make the decision. And this is actually, okay, # winner's edit for Brad Culpepper, check column. At the very, very least, he got, like, you know.
I was smart.
You know, super positive, like, PPPP. Whatever the edgic thing is, like, check column. He wants him to make the decision, so he sits there and he, like, talks to him, like, you know, going to the merge with Caleb's going to hurt your game, so are you in it for him or are you in it for you? And, you know, Ty, as soon as we got that confessional where Ty was like, you know, Brad gave me some really great advice, I was like, oh, that's it. Caleb's got to be gone. Yeah. Like, he's got to be gone.
And kudos for Caleb for playing that perfectly, like, knowing... Culpepper for playing it perfectly, because knowing what would set Ty on that path. So I give him 100% credit on that one.
Yeah. That's
perfect, because he doesn't come out looking like the villain.
Yep,
even
exactly.
Though he directed the move.
He did.
Exactly.
He's the one that did it, but it's Ty the one that comes out looking like the bad guy.
That's really good play. Really good gameplay.
He voted his friend off. So, yeah, Brad Culpepper, that was his best movie he's ever made on Survivor.
Right. Like, because, Jay, what do you always say? Like, it's not about making somebody do something. It's making somebody, convincing somebody that they're doing what you want to do is their idea.
Exactly. Like, that's my professional, like, in my own personal professional life.
You sure you want to say this on the record?
Sure. Just, like, have the people think it's their idea. But really, it was you that instigated it, and it works so well. So I give Culpepper 100% credit for doing that on the Game of Survivor.
And Ty probably didn't even realize he was being played.
No, not at all. And that's if you're doing it right, that's what it should look like. So kudos to Culpepper on doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So # winners edit. Get all the points. Anyway, we go to tribal council. I like how Brad, the attorney, calls out Haley for being a budding attorney. Ty, you know, doesn't know what to do in the voting booth. They talk about, you know, is you have to keep into account past relationships, blah, blah, blah. You know, is that going to be? And I love this. And I happen to think that they plan this out beforehand. But Sierra is just like, so like Caleb and Ty are like BFFs, but Haley and I, like, we got nothing. We got nothing in common. We're not friends from our season. Like, it was almost like it was planned.
It was almost
like
a little too telegraphed, though.
Yeah,
I feel awkward now.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, good on them for coming up with that. Even though every time Sierra talks, I really do not. I know her from her season, but she looks so different this season to me that I'm like.
I forgot they were on the same season.
Me too.
I really did. When she said, I go, oh, that's right. They were on the same season.
They were. Okay. Haley went out like 12. That was Sierra, that was fifth.
That was a CF season. That was just where it was so, you know.
Well, you had Shireen getting bullied and Will not backing down and Mike being super manic. Yeah. I talk about
that dance season, and it was more about characters that season than. And you had what's her name? I can't remember her name. Haley's friend that was
Jen.
Jen, who's probably the biggest bully on the thing.
In real life, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But
she got away with it because she wasn't called out for it. But I thought she was the biggest bully of them all.
She was. Oh, you had Max trying to walk around naked. Shireen trying to walk around.
Yeah.
It was a CF of a season. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's true. But it was. Ooh, what was that?
What happened?
But it was still fun. No, I dropped a coaster.
Oh, okay. Really? Because like down here, it sounded like an asteroid hit the house.
No.
Actually, I'm in the studio right now. Colleen's up in the kitchen.
I am. And you know something? It's weird because I can hear you talking out of my left ear, like all the way down the stairs. Sorry. I pulled my water closer and somehow managed to, in me fashion, knock over the ceramic coaster. So good on me.
Ceramic coaster.
I don't know. I'm a mess with time. Anyway, Caleb ends up getting voted out, and I love that he gave Ty like a kiss on the way out.
I know.
But that was also like the et tu Brutus kind of kiss, right?
It's et tu Brute, but yes, correct.
Brute, whatever.
If you want to do Latin or if you want to do your lower class reading of it, sure, go ahead.
That's why I like Caleb, because he's handled everything with class. He gets voted out. He got screwed over. He wasn't bitter. He just, you know, okay, yeah, I got.
I want to see him again. I want to see him play again because
he's been on there twice and really had he both times he was in a good position and he got screwed both times.
Much like my other love, Anna Kate, that just kind of got screwed on the tribe swap there. I'd love to see him on again, even though this was the second time. I would love to see him on again because he's gotten the rough hand two times now.
Maybe they should have people on who have been screwed over.
Yes.
A whole season of just people who have just
game changers, and then you have
the
what would be
raw
the,
deal.
The raw deal.
The raw deal.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Good call.
I believe, again, the technical term is tribe effed. Swap effed.
Swap.
But even beyond just swap effed, just the raw deal.
I mean, we're not talking about people who got voted out first because they're bad players. We're talking about people who really never got a chance to show their game.
Yeah,
and only because of a luck of the draw of the hat or the buff
that he was, you know,
over,
or you pass
out and almost die.
Anna Kate two seasons ago was swap F. Like, she was in a great position on the beauty tribe. She ended up on the bottom when she got swapped.
You've seen with Spencer a couple times when swapped and put on the bottom, he still manages to stay in the game. So
well. Yeah.
I mean, there are people that have been swapped and still manage to survive.
Well, that means that they can play a good enough game where they convince people not to vote them out, to vote somebody else out first, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So
I think Caleb should have done is he should have gone after Culpepper.
I don't know if he should have gone after Culpepper. He and Ty should have distanced themselves the way that Haley and Sierra did.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because, I mean... You know,
but then that's tough because like Ty is like, you know, in love with Caleb, like, and it's known like that. That is known. Like, there's no way that's not known. So it's just that's a tough draw there. That's a tough draw.
It's not like last season where you had. The two people that were in love. I forgot.
Oh,
I can't remember their names.
Oh. It was something Tales. Spicoli, right? It was something and, Tales.
Yeah. Didn't hide it. And every.
I'm sorry. Say that again. It was
Chippendale or Veggie Tales or whatever. It was something Tales. I forget now.
Wait, what are you talking about on Survivor?
Last season,
season where they were in love.
And they
ended up not being in love. And they don't talk to each other anymore because he got his girlfriend.
Fig Tales. Break.
Fig Tales.
There you go.
Sorry.
Figgy and what's his name?
Figgy and Taylor.
Taylor, thank you.
Fig Tales.
Fig Tales.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, they didn't try to, and it hurt their game. So yeah, it always hurt.
Wow.
Anyway.
At least try
to get Debbie on your side or something. I don't. He just didn't. I mean, we didn't. Maybe we didn't see it, but he just went there saying, "I'm a stronger competitor than Haley." That was his only argument, which is true. But Haley, you know, I think she was less of a threat, and I think that's what they went with.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. Well, yes.
Again, I truly believe it was the fear of the Karong threesome.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That did it. And again, kudos to Colleen's actually it's not her pick to win the season, but she has the big bet on him being a final three.
It is my winner's pick. Who's my winner's pick?
Oh, we'll talk about that in time to tally the votes.
Who's my winner's pick?
Well, do we have any feedback before we get into it? It's time to tally the votes?
Yes, we have some feedback.
Well, let's get into the feedback then.
We should have some feedback.
We had something last week from Mandy, but for some reason we missed it. We have something from JP from NJ. I had a question about something brought up on last week's podcast. Evidently, we're going to get Jack to play beer pong, and Colleen says she's a very good player. I want to know if, when playing against Colleen, do the same rules of married man / broadcast questions apply? Do you need to ask her after each throw? Colleen, is that your final call? Make sure the throw counts.
What?
So
with Colleen and her.
When I toss the ball for beer pong, do you say, is that your final toss?
Okay. I didn't hear what you said because you were laughing.
I know. It's really funny.
Is that your final toss?
Bitter Colleen. Here we go.
So mad. It was my birthday. You guys should have given it to me. It was my birthday.
It's my birthday. Let me win.
It's my damn birthday.
Birthday.
I didn't have a say in it. I was just.
It's true. You can't blame Jack or I. It was asking questions, just, Nick. So
it
blame
was Nick.
Nick.
It's the worst.
Blame Nick on that one. That's not our fault.
It's all Nick.
We have another email from Matt. Ty is so easily manipulated. Ty is so easily manipulated. Do you think it should have been him tonight? I don't know that I would want him anywhere near my alliance. At least with Caleb, you have a shield and a reliable number. Also, Colleen, I feel I owe you an apology. I literally laughed out loud at your Brad Culpepper winner's prediction. He is playing the best game so far. You may be right. Doesn't mean you're not crazy, though. Thanks, guys, Matt.
Well, I don't think you knock against Ty here, because if you're Brad Culpepper, of course you want Ty. Look how easy that was to make him go the way you wanted him to go. So I don't think.
Not to mention, remember, Ty got to the final three. And I keep saying this. He didn't get a vote, even though he's well-liked and a hard worker and everybody liked him. He didn't get a vote. So if you're playing the game, why would you take him again?
Amen. Amen.
He didn't get a vote.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
Exactly. You're totally right, Jack. And I think, like, the very first sentence, easily manipulated. That's why it shouldn't
have
been.
That's why you want him. Yeah. That's why you want him.
And then we have one more email from Mandy. He who shall not be named decided. I'm sorry. She means, I'm sorry. POTUS decided to visit Nashville, so Survivor was pushed back to 12:37.
Oh, no.
Time for a Rutger question.
I did see her post that on Facebook.
I did too. I felt bad because when I saw her post that she wanted somebody to like Skype it with her or whatever, I was already like 8:37, and I was like, I feel like this is going to be do more harm than good to offer it at this point. Time for a Rupter question. Rupter. I don't get the reference. I'm I'm playing the role of Shandy tonight, where I don't get the reference of something. Just kidding, Shandy Pants. I love you. Wow, what a tribal. Was voting that person off going to hurt the tribe going forward until the next swap?
Well, with so many swaps and who knows what the hell's going to happen, like, I don't know if you can really play the, we got to keep the tribe strong. Like it's just, it's too chaotic to play something as basic as keeping the tribe strong.
Well, okay, so I don't think they would do an, if I were playing, my theory would be they would not do another swap yet because there were 18 left when they swapped, right? Sure. So they had the even teams of six. Now they have uneven teams because somebody's got five and then the other two have six. I would think that they would wait until they're 16 to go down to two tribes of eight, right?
Plus, if you keep swapping it, it takes the flow out of the game.
Yeah. So
I understand why they do it because, these, like I said before, these people, they're friends. Most of them are friends. They have an alliance going in. But if you do it every week, it's like, ugh.
Right. Well, hey, Jack. Let me ask you this question. And Jay, I'm going to ask you this next, but Jack likes the crazy ideas. What if they did do a season where they literally swapped every episode to keep the, and it'd be a returning player season, so it would keep
but
the
then it, just, it would it, it would just be random. It'd be so random. Like, sorry, Jack, I'm jumping on your answer. Sorry.
That's okay. But I actually agree with you, so go ahead.
No, please. You go. Sorry.
No, like I said, you couldn't do it every week because it'd be, like, oh my god, again. Oh, because then it's like, okay, we're gonna swap next week, we're swapping every week, it takes away the flow because then you're losing the strategy of the game because, you know, okay, I can't get an alliance with anyone because, well, I could be not on that team anymore. And then you get someone like Caleb, you know, maybe a strong player who should go far in the game, gets screwed because he keeps getting flipped. So yeah, I don't think every week, I mean, there's something they could probably come up with, but
It would really show to your testament as a player, an all-around player, especially a social player, to be able to. Because I think somebody like Suri might be able to week to week if they switch. Like, she's such a strong social player. You know, you need somebody like that might be able to talk their way out. Like, they might die of collapse at some point. But you know,
I think it would tick
collapse. They might collapse rather. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I think it would upset the viewers. Would get upset. You can't
probably
can't have too much chaos.
Agreed. Unless it's an all cast season, just cast on cast. I mean,
the Amazing Race is finally using my idea I've had for like 3 years, 4 years.
Oh, what is it?
That they're having 22 players, and none of them know each other. They're doing a schoolyard pick or whatever, and that's how they're going to do it. I've been saying they should be doing this forever, and they stole my idea.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Which is fine because I said. Because they had a blind date thing a few years ago. I said, well, why don't they have one where just 22 people show up and they don't know each other? Because the thing, if you work with some, if you know someone, like I would know your weakness, your strengths, you have a game plan going in. But if you don't know who they are, what they are, it's going to be chaos.
Well, there you go. Well, let's get into tallying the votes for our season, a tally game for season 34. So our preseason picks, we thought Caleb was at least going to make it to the merge. All of us, Jay, myself, Colleen, and Jack, all picked merge, which means we don't get any points on that.
I knew I had merge.
And for who we thought was going to get voted off in this episode, Colleen thought Suri. Which no points. Jack, you thought JT, which I thought JT was going home in this episode, just based on the edit.
Which looked good. I'm thinking I'm going to get some points. JT is going home,
but not the case. He did not kill the mama goat, so I guess he was spared. I picked Varner, which was not the case. So no points this week. We're all still tied at 2 points apiece for Jay, Jack, and Colleen. And Colleen's insane bet of 10 points, five from Jack and five from myself, on Culpepper making it to the final three. And all of our season winner picks are still in it. Colleen has Haley. Jack, you have Ty, and I have Sierra.
Oh, you have Haley winning it, Colleen?
I have Haley?
Yeah, that's who you picked. And you have, like, Sarah is like a backup. Sarah was your first pick, and then you landed on Haley.
Oh, Haley's a threat. Haley's actually a threat because she's quick on her feet. She'll fly under the radar, and she's smart. She's quick on her feet.
But now it is time to pick who we think is going home in episode 3. Colleen picked first last time. That means Jack is up first on this episode. So Jack, who do you think is going home?
Well, do we want to spoil people? Do you guys see the previews?
Yeah, I didn't really say who was going home, but
Previews look awesome! Oh my god, that twist looks amazing.
You don't want to hear a skip ahead.
They did that before, but like it looks.
Two teams are going to tribal.
It's true. So we're picking two people then, right?
Yeah. But is this like in Heroes versus Villains where one got to watch the other one?
We don't know, but we do know two is going home. So, Jack, who do you think are the two that are going home? And it has to be in order.
Okay, that's tough. I'm going to say
I know this is tough. I don't know.
I'm going to say Ozzy goes first.
Okay.
I think Troy Zan plays his idol.
Okay.
And see.
I like that.
Arner seems to have the friend with Malcolm. I think Sandra goes after that. So it's going to be Ozzy and Sandra. Two powerhouses going home.
You think it's an aunt? The queen going. Okay, so back during Cagayan, I'm pretty sure I picked
Colleen,
Tony.
It's not your turn to pick yet, so I will pick next. Colleen, you can have your thoughts next. I'm going to say Sandra goes home first, Sandra goes home first, and Ozzy goes home second.
Because if somebody called you guys Jai or Jake, you guys would be mad.
Colleen, now you can go into some long diatribe if you would prefer to.
Actually, I can answer that. No, I don't care. I have people call me Jeff at work. Customers call me Jeff. I go, yeah, I'm doing all right. I don't even correct it. Only when they say Dell and Russ, then I correct them.
All right, Colleen, who do you think's going home in order next week with the double elimination?
This is tough. I feel like Sandra's days are definitely numbered based on the preview. This is hard. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Well,
this
please
is difficult.
Go quickly.
I know. Go quickly. This is hard. Go quickly. That's what she said all around.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who do you got?
All right, I definitely think that Sandra is going to go.
Okay, so then pick.
Because I love Sandra, so now I'm just going to go.
Come on.
I'm looking at the list of who's left.
Isn't it Sandra?
It's Sandra.
It's Sandra. Sandra. Sandra.
All right, just pick. Good Lord.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Sandra first. For Nuku. Nuku. And then I'm going to go with... I feel like Ozzy's a great choice, too, because, I really think...
Okay, you're just going to double up or what? Let's go.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go opposite of Jack. I'm going to say Sandra first, then Ozzy. And it's going to kill me because I want Sandra to go win.
Well, dude, that's exactly what I did, but good job. All right, so Colleen and I will double up points if that... Or Jack go there.
Okay,
or
fine.
Get
then
nothing.
Then I change my vote. I'm going to say... No, that's who I think it's going to be. So F you, I don't care. F you, Jay Culpepper.
All right. That okay, is fine. Who
yeah,
we
I change
think...
it. I change it. I change oh, it. I'm going to say.
Who?
No, I change it.
Okay, now I understand. Same... Now I understand why the term final answer came up.
Know something, but it's fine.
Colleen, who do you want? Good Lord.
I'm going to switch to JT and then Ozzy. I think the queen's going to stay queen one more time
okay,
in her
JT.
Tribe. JT's going to go, then Ozzy.
All right. That will wrap it up for this week's Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. Want to thank our patrons, especially Molly the Millennial, Eckhart Richter, and Tack from Tokyo, and all of our patrons for making this show possible. Go to jandjack.com, click on the Become a Patron link to become a patron today. If you shop on Amazon, use jandjack.com/Amazon. It'll take you to the same Amazon website you know and love, but a small percentage of anything you buy will go to the Jay and Jack production fold.
Start buying those houses.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Wait, I did Google that, and you can't buy the houses. You can buy House MD on Amazon Prime.
Oh, but you can't buy a house. Well, that, they're selling themselves short.
Well, there you go. All right, guys. That is it for this week. We'll see you next week for a new episode of Survivor. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao.